Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. This might not affect all of you, but it does affect me, so that's why I'm talking about it. YouTube TV has announced a 30% rate increase after adding a bunch of channels I'll never watch. Why are these streaming services making the same mistake that cable has in the past? Two, with coronavirus cases surging, California Governor Gavin Newsom said Tuesday he plans to tighten things up when it comes to the state's stay-at-home order there ahead of the Independence Day weekend. Plus, Dr. Anthony Fauci responds to criticism from Senator Rand Paul. We'll have audio. And number one, Michigan's K-12 schools must put in place an extensive safety plan before they reopen in the fall for in-person instruction. So says Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Those safety protocols vary based on the status of the coronavirus pandemic in an area at the time, but at least the focus is on getting kids back inside school doors. That's where we start this Wednesday morning edition of the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us here on the big program as we take you through Independence Day weekend. I'm here with you today, tomorrow, and Friday. Steve is back on Monday morning. Never fear. Appreciate you being here during this week of guest hosting. I listened to talk radio, and of course, before I worked in talk radio, I was just a listener growing up. And I know sometimes main host isn't there, guest host sitting in. The first inclination is maybe I'll go somewhere. No. The Steve Gruber audience is loyal and sticks with even guest host Scott Bertram. I'm here on the campus of Hillsdale College, where I serve as the general manager of the student radio station, which, by the way, was the 2019 College Radio Station of the Year, according to the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. And I also teach in the journalism department. We are planning to have all our students back here on campus in the fall. Commencement happening in about 3 weeks. Two and a half weeks, bringing seniors back to campus. Couldn't do it in mid-May for obvious reasons, but looking like we'll have a commencement ceremony here in a couple of weeks here on the Hillsdale College campus, which should be a good time to reconnect with students now that we have not seen for months. Big program today. Every program is big. This one is the same size. In fact, it's 3 hours, but even more content packed in. We'll talk food safety with the USDA this hour. Vernon Robinson III, co-author of Coming Home, How Black Americans Will Reelect Trump, is also coming up in this hour of the program. I met him at CPAC this past year before the whole world changed. That was just before things got wild and wacky. A giant, giant mound of material to hopefully get with you today, or get to you today during the course of the broadcast. My students sometimes ask in our classes, Mr. Bertram, what do you do when it's a slow news day and nothing's happening? And you're not sure what you want to talk about on the show. I mean, you've got to fill time, but what if nothing's happening? And of course, what I tell them is the truth, which is if you think it's a slow news day, it means you're not looking hard enough. In this day and age, I mean, years and years ago, you'd be limited to your available show prep, right? You'd have the local newspaper, which was delivered on your doorstep of the radio station, maybe the USA Today. Maybe you watched some things the night before, listened to radio on the way in. There was no internet. These days, you've got stories from every corner of the world, every corner of the country, every local community. There's stuff happening everywhere that is good fodder for conversation. So if you think it's a slow news day, I'm sorry, but you're simply not trying hard enough. Today is not a slow news day. So much to talk about. We'll get to Governor Whitmer's school plan with Chad Livengood in hour two. I'll also run down some details for you here in a couple of minutes. Right off the top, told you California's Governor Gavin Newsom, among those governors beginning to tighten things up, he says, when it comes to the state's stay-at-home order ahead of the Independence Day weekend. He said no plans yet, but new restrictions coming today. California has 223 confirmed infections now. I'm sorry, 223,000. That's a bigger number. 223,000 confirmed infections, a nearly 50% increase over 2 weeks ago, driven in part by increased testing, which is not a phrase you hear a whole lot. Increased testing is driving a good portion of these cases. But there are more cases. There are more cases when it comes to raw numbers, absolutely. And to update you on the New York Times front page today, new cases up 80% in the past 14 days. New deaths down 23% over the past 14 days. 347 deaths across the entire country yesterday. Now, again, could deaths be a lagging indicator after these cases begin to jump? Possible? Sure. But we're beginning to see like 14 days since this jump started, which ironically, coincidentally, is 14 days since those massive protests across the country. There are many factors. That's a big one that you're not hearing about in a lot of places. But deaths still have not begun to spike in the same way. In fact, still falling. Again, down 23% over the past 14 days. Senator Rand Paul, talking with Anthony Fauci yesterday on the floor of the U.S. Senate in a hearing. And Rand Paul was critical of Anthony Fauci for things he said, things he's predicted, saying certain sports might not be able to play in the fall. Dr. Fauci was cowed a bit. This response from Dr. Anthony Fauci to a bit of criticism from Senator Rand Paul.
Yeah, so very quickly, Senator Paul, I agree with a lot of what you say about, you know, this idea about people having to put their opinions out without data. And sometimes you have to make extrapolations because you're in a position where you need to at least give some sort of recommendation. But if you were listening, and I think you were, to my opening statement and my response to one of the questions, I feel very strongly we need to do whatever we can to get the children back to school. So I think we are in lock agreement with that. The other thing that I'd like to clarify very briefly is that when things get in the press of what I supposedly said, I didn't say. I never said we can't play a certain sport. What happens is that people in the sport industry, they could either be people from Players Association, owners, people involved in the health of the players, ask me opinions regarding certain facts about the spread of the virus, what the dynamics are. I give it, and then it gets interpreted that I'm saying you can't play this sport or you can't play that sport. I agree with you. I am completely unqualified to tell you whether you can play a sport or not. The only thing that I can do is, to the best of my ability, give you the facts and the evidence associated with what I know about this outbreak. Thank you.
All right, there's Dr. Anthony Fauci on the floor of the Senate yesterday, not on the floor of the Senate, but in a Senate hearing yesterday. And look, I don't want to say he's backing down, but he is right in a certain way. He is the expert, right, in Washington. He's the guy everyone's going to ask questions to, and his words carry perhaps a greater weight than he thinks or believes. When he says, I don't think the NFL can play this fall, the media takes it, runs with it, says the NFL can't play this fall. He's acknowledging that in part. He's just offering an opinion. And he's not right on everything. He's just extrapolating at times. And his word isn't gospel. He's an expert in one thing and not other things. Scott Bertram, sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. Work with Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, and together you'll develop a customized plan for your retirement. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work.
When it's time to get back to work.
Together, we're going to bring this economy back.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.